News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Kamala Harris has formally accepted the Democratic nomination for this November's presidential election in the US. Here she was speaking last night.
An America where we care for one another, look out for one another, and recognize that we have so much more in common than what separates us. That none of us has to fail for all of us to succeed. And that in unity there is strength. You know, our opponents in this race are out there every day denigrating America, talking about how terrible everything is. Well, my mother had another lesson she used to teach. Never let anyone tell you who you are. You show them who you are. Let us show each other and the world who we are and what we stand for. Freedom, opportunity, compassion, dignity, fairness, and endless possibilities.
Kamala Harris speaking in Chicago last night. Patty Shields is chair of the Irish branch of Democrats abroad. Certainly she had the room, Patty, but does she have the country yet? Polls are going in her favour, but will it be enough?
You know, I think it was definitely a very well-toned speech. I think it's been 4 days of really authentic storytelling and really introducing herself to the voters, and certainly the voters that count that, you know, may not have really been familiar with her. But, you know, this is still going to be a very, you know, difficult election and decided by, you know, a handful of voters. So I think it was an amazing 4 days. I think she definitely was the star of the show last night, even though some people were looking for Beyonce to turn up. I thought it was quite fitting that she ended up running the night herself. And, you know, I think she's going to get a honeymoon bounce, you know, as most conventions lead. But I think the narrative is she's continuing to run like the underdog. And I think, you know, given the history of what happened in 2016, you know, I think, you know, no one is going to assume, you know, any poll result is real. You know, there's still a lot of work.
There is a lot of work to do, but it's the swing states she needs to concentrate on. It's convincing some of those that went red when Trump won and went blue when Biden won to stick with her. Do you think that she has the stamina to keep going at this pace until November the 4th and keep the momentum?
Yeah, I mean, it's 74 days out. And, you know, I definitely think, you know, from an energy standpoint, you know, the volunteers are still calling, you know, battleground offices are still opening. There's an immense focus on the states that, you know, need to be won and ones that are in play. I think, you know, it was a great opportunity for her to, you know, lay out this kind of, you know, actions speak louder than words, certainly for herself and Tim Walz, who definitely, I think, was an unknown to the electorate. And, you know, those 75 days, 74 days are going to go quite quickly. So, I think there's great momentum out there. And, you know, hopefully she'll be able to, you know, keep it up. Well, you know, it's not long ahead.
The next big landmark will be the debate between herself and Donald Trump, which takes place next month. Patty Shields, chair of the Irish branch of Democrats abroad. Thank you so much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.